save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9. Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
All right, podcast.
Podcast. Oh, the numbers are coming in.
I feel like we attacked you today.
I get attacked every day.
No, you do not. No, you don't. There's something important that we attacked you about today.
Would you side with her more times than you side with me? Because you've done it once and got told off for doing it.
For siding with you?
Yes.
Yeah, I did get told off for siding with you.
So would you say it's 2v1?
Yeah.
You know why?
Because that's not my role, apparently.
No, because you're here to protect me. You're not supposed to just jump on his little bandwagon.
So would you say it's 2v1 all the time?
Occasionally his bandwagon is it looks like
it's fun. It's a well-oiled
machine.
That's
where you just need to take a little step back and be like, I'm not on any side.
You know what it is?
It's either my side or no side.
Every now and again, his bandwagon is the candy truck that drives past with the person sitting out the front going, candy.
And a little horn
Pete, you've
going.
You've lost a lot of weight, mate, but you still got that fat kid mentality. Leave the candy van alone.
Oh, I would never say that to you, Pete.
Wow.
Shut up. You're so rude. You called him fat ass this morning.
Well, it's because we're fighting about being called
fat. Doesn't matter. You called him fat ass. I still said, even though you've lost a lot of weight.
You still said I've got a fat kid mentality.
Yes.
So you know what you're doing now.
We all have a fat kid mentality.
You know how a lot of people say it's not about what you look like on the outside. It's about the inside.
Yeah.
You've just called my inside fat.
Yeah. No, I haven't.
So you just ripped my insides as well as my outside.
And it's not about the destination. It's the journey.
Oh, can
and you've
you
just you've just taken
all
Pete
right,
back.
All right, see you. Have a fun day. Bye.
Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Cancel culture is a trend that's emerged over the past few years, but in particular over the past couple of months throughout everybody being at home and having a bit more time on their hands, where they go through and they find something about a celebrity that a celebrity's done back in the day and they throw it out for it. And then it usually, you know, devolves into anarchy online, Twitter. This is what's popped up overnight. This clip of, I'm going to say Chris Rock.
Man, oh man, Regis Philbin. I've seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and guess what? Not a lot of black folks on the show.
Right.
Not a lot of black folks on the show. You know why? Because black folks don't like to answer questions.
Except that's not actually Chris Rock. That's Jimmy Fallon.
What?
Jimmy Fallon. In the year 2000 on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Now, this is the latest one to trend overnight, and Jimmy Fallon actually has come out and he's made a statement in the last hour saying he's very apologetic. But they found the clip and they threw it out there on Twitter with the hashtag Jimmy Fallon cancel party. And he's the latest one to be brought up on it for blackface.
Right. So he had his face painted.
Had his face painted. He looked exactly like Chris Rock. Like,
I
had his
just
face
cannot
painted.
See that.
He had the goatee that Chris Rock is famous for. He was even wearing the leathers and the black t-shirt with the gold chain that Chris Rock generally does. Wow, and then, of course, he's got that going.
If you hadn't told me that was Jimmy Fallon talking, then I would have said that was Chris Rock. 100%.
Absolutely.
Yep. Can you explain blackface? Because I think some people still don't get it.
So blackface is pretty much where a white person impersonates a black person, but goes to the trouble of actually colouring their face in to do so.
Yeah, but the history of it was hundreds of years old of Caucasian people painting themselves in theatres and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
Was it?
Yeah, 200 years ago. Yeah, so blackface was a performance tradition in American theatre for roughly 100 years, beginning in the 1830s. Became popular with British as well and all that sort of stuff. So
it's a massive history.
It's not just like I'm painting myself.
Instead of black people to be in the theatre, they created themselves to be black people. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. People would know more than I know, but it's more than just trying to dress up like someone. There's a massive history of it 200 years ago it started. So that's why it's really outed now.
Well, the point is it's incredibly offensive.
Yes, and because the history behind it. Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know, 20 years ago, it's obviously so much more highlighted mainstream media, Twitter, Facebook,
Instagram, that. Now that social
all that
media
sort of stuff. 20 years ago, someone wrote that skit for Jimmy Fallon, I'm sure. And he's a smart guy and a good guy, you'd seem to think, Jimmy Fallon.
Mm.
And I think he's just made a massive.
So Chris Rock, like a lot of these guys, Chris Rock himself actually spent a lot of time on Saturday Night Live, particularly back through that period where he was like an incredible comedian over the course of that period, that 20 years, 95 through to about 2010 or so, his peak period. Him and Jimmy Fallon, very good friends on that show as well. And
I'm assuming he did it on live TV.
Has Chris Rock came out and said anything?
He hasn't said anything yet. But the assumption that I would make is that like they'd be like, okay, tonight, hey, Chris, give me a call. I'm going to take you off tonight. Oh, yeah, it'll be a bit of fun. Here you go. Like a couple of mates, but then obviously, you know, here we are 20 years later and the woke community.
But it's wrong. He shouldn't have done it, but he did it on live TV. So if it wasn't a ginormous issue 20 years ago, obviously the understanding of it is grown a lot over the last 20
years.
Well,
that's the point. Happened,
and it wouldn't happen today.
That's
Jimmy
the point.
Fallon would not do it today.
No.
Cancel culture is an issue because here we are 20 years later condemning him for what he did, but trying to get him cancelled. And like he's
getting cancelled now.
Now, yeah. Right? Like he did the thing before. And as he came out today with his tweet today, he said, guys, look, it was a dumb mistake. I did something really wrong back then.
No excuses.
And no excuses.
He put his sword down.
But I apologize.
If he didn't say anything or if he didn't apologize or didn't, you know, admit to his wrongdoing, that's when it becomes an issue, right?
Mm. Yep.
A lot of people lose their jobs over blackface, though.
Oh, 100%.
A lot do. So it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, but
what
that's probably been in the last, you know, in the last, say, 10 years, that's where they've lost their job. But 20 years ago, I mean, I only really heard about it 10 years ago.
Mm.
It's because of social media.
It'll be interesting.
Do you guys remember Hey Hey It's Saturday?
Yeah.
Right?
So, who was on Hey Hey It's that day?
It was Daryl Summers.
I almost said Daryl Braithwaite. Daryl Summers, yeah.
So I remember Hey Hey It's Saturday made a bit of a comeback.
They tried, didn't they?
They tried to make a bit of a comeback, right? But when they did it, they brought back some of their most famous Red Faces acts. Yep. So you know the one where Red Simons would be part of a panel of three judges, and then they'd come and they'd have three acts and they'd get gonged.
I know what you're talking about.
One of them was the Blackface Troupe, right? Mm. They brought them back only just a few years ago when they did the Hey Hey. So Harry Connick Jr., who is an Australian loves Australia, but he's an American, was on that show. I'll never forget watching it that night. Was on that show standing next to Daryl Summers, and he basically tore strips off the show live to air across Australia.
Really?
Yep. And he went on a very good point about the fact that this is wrong and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And they had to virtually cut the show then and there.
Well, it was racist and offensive 200 years ago, and it still is today. So.
On Hit 92.9.
I want to talk to you guys about this CCTV footage that has been going viral since yesterday. Now, yes.
Just a moment.
Yeah.
Hit 92.9 at Xavier, Jules and Pete.
We should have got to it.
You should have got to it.
I was getting to it.
No. You slow played and said something and then we jumped in.
Oh, all right, mate.
Straight to it, please.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to know how brazen was your robber? If you've been robbed, how brazen were they? Because I think yesterday's CCTV footage out of Sydney where a disabled man confined to a wheelchair.
Cerebral palsy, I think you're suffering from.
Yep. Has cerebral palsy, was withdrawing money from an ATM, and there were two young guys standing in like where the ATM machine was, and they watched him take his money out. This is for those that haven't seen the footage, by the way. Watched him take his money out and then were whispering behind him to one another. So you could tell they were up to something.
You could tell the moment. Snatch and grab.
They did a snatch and grab, grabbed his money. And then did a run. And this is, his name is Julian. What is his? Julian Stewart? His name's Julian Stewart. This is what he had to say in his interview. Yesterday.
You know, they're two able-bodied people that have got the capability of going out and getting a job. I don't have those opportunities. And I have a great life. And I love being in a wheelchair. And I'm very proud to represent disabled people in the community.
What a beautiful man.
Absolutely. And he's out there in his wheelchair.
A lot of people are confined
to a room with cerebral palsy, and it's hard to get out. He's out there, bit of fresh air, trying to get some money, trying to probably pay his bills, trying to blend into society. And these tool bags
And like you said, they're young, they're fit, they're able-bodied, they can get a job.
They ran away pretty quickly, the pansies.
No. Well, they did catch one of them.
They got one, yes.
The other one's still on the run. But the police did come out and say, don't protect them. So if you do know this other bloke, dob him in.
The vision's so clear. It's one of those ones where, you know when you see someone's done something stupid and they've got vision of you, you're like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
I give it 2 hours before someone goes, oh, that's my neighbour in unit 33.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
They're going to get them.
It's not even like they had their, like, things covering their faces or anything. I just, like you mentioned, you know, how brazen was the thing. I just can't get over it's broad daylight.
Yes.
It's a bank with, you can see people walking up and down on the pathway. Heaps of people. And also,
what places have ATMs? Every ATM has a camera.
But also,
that's the only thing in the world that every ATM has.
Yeah.
Security cameras. Incredible.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
I reckon it was, in all honesty, I reckon it was just by chance that they were obviously thugs.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see when the guy, Julian, rolls into his to the ATM,
yeah.
You can see then they sort of get up and go, are we doing this? Or
like, yeah. The one on the ground was the one who was like initiating. But they really planned it out. Like even the second guy, who they haven't caught yet, was like walked outside to keep guard.
Mm. He was watching. Yeah,
while the other guy was grabbed the money. And
people out there these days, it is, I reckon 15 years ago, the crims were actually pretty, crafty. Pretty crafty. Now it's brazen. It's broad daylight. What the drugs and stuff.
I was
going to
say, drugs.
It is so brazen. Yeah. I remember one night I came home and I'd been robbed.
What?
But in my driveway, my car had been done, but all my stuff, people were scattering down the street. All my stuff was scattered down the street. I didn't see them. But when you think back to what had happened, I was walking back down the street, picking up all my stuff, thinking, Jesus, weird. All my clothes are down the street. Anyway, went to bed, woke up, and I went to my car, and all my doors were open, and everything was emptied. Yeah, just
I didn't think that someone had taken the slightest thing.
It was a Friday night.
Okay,
mate. Do you want to know brazen? So the family had a beach house in Rockingham.
Yeah,
right. And we hadn't been there, I reckon, for about a month.
Right.
And then we got a phone call from the next door neighbour saying, "Hey, have you guys been here just holidaying the last sort of week or so?" We're like, "No, why?" And he goes, "Oh, there's been noise and stuff coming from the house the last couple of days and so on and so forth." Anyway, we all got in the car, our family, my Uncle Frank and his family, went down to Rockingham, camped out across the road from looking at the car park for the cheesecake shop. Sure enough, a group of young kids, around about 16, 17, they were well known to local police, had moved in, broken in, moved in, had been there for a couple of weeks. They had a car out the back. They'd each taken a bedroom. It was a double-story place.
Mate, it was
incredible.
Exact same thing happened to my mate John in Dunsborough.
Oh,
they moved
into
their Dunsborough joint. And then went down there and just by chance opened the door.
Brazen.
And they were in there cooking like baked beans and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Brazen. All right.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Yeah, it is riddle time. We've got Hayley from Wellard. Good morning, babe.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. Now, is this your riddle that you... Do you riddle this to everyone?
I try.
What are you laughing at?
Good morning, Hayley. Yeah, no, I'm ready to go. Sorry, I was just...
Are you?
Yeah, I'm ready, mate. So, do you riddle this to everybody?
Do you riddle this to everybody? Yeah, but you know, like, if someone has, like, that famous joke that you've got,
I just don't... I don't ever have one.
I have a few standard one-liners, but maybe not for radio.
What do you got, House? Give us a little one-liner first.
Okay.
Put her on the spot.
Not safe for radio.
Let's stick to the riddles, Hayley. What you got?
Okay, so a man shaves more than 7 times a day. Why?
A man shaves more than seven times a day.
The man shaves more than seven times a day. Why? Shaves.
Something about the sun, shadows.
Man shaves. I just got to think about what you do when you shave. Like you have a razor.
7 times a day.
More than 7 times a day. What are you really doing more than 7 times a day?
No, don't know.
This is what I was trying to work out.
I'm Italian. I don't shave 7 times
a day.
Shave
7 times a day. All right, you've stumped
us. Yeah, you got us half.
Yeah, what is it?
Because he's a barber.
Ah! Hayley! Oh, that's a belter.
We're not too deep into that. Zave coming in with his bloody shadows and the sun.
Well,
what the hell?
The barber.
Thanks, Hayley.
Good on you, mate.
All right, Naomi, g'day.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
All right, babe, what's your riddle this morning?
Okay, if you feed me, I live. If you give me a drink, I die.
Okay, I'm gonna say that I've got it. I think I've got it.
Okay.
Feed me, I live. Nah, I'm no good, man. I'll tell you, the wedding the bed issue last night has just got me stumped today.
Do you want to go on three?
Yeah.
No. One, two, three.
Fire.
Fish.
Oh, here we go.
Fish.
Yeah,
Jules has got it.
Yeah!
Fire!
Well done.
I'm happy.
Well done, Ren.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Okay,
well, mate, you're having a fair morning this morning, aren't you?
Am I?
Trumped us in the headlines.
Yeah.
Got the points there. Got the points there.
Oh, I'm winning.
You
for
are
once.
Winning, Jules.
It's great.
All right. Thanks, Naomi.
save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Hey, yep. Have you ever wondered or wished for a superpower?
Yes.
What would you love to have?
Oh, lots of things, but probably like time travel.
Okay, time travel. You want to go? Yeah. No, you got one.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay.
You want to go back in time?
Yeah.
Or forward?
Oh, both.
Okay.
Well, cool. Can I only choose one?
Yeah.
I'd go back.
Go back in time?
Yeah.
I'd like to be indestructible.
Yep.
Yeah. Just fully like Superman style indestructible. Fire a bullet at me, bounces off the chest. Like okay. I'd love that.
How many times have you ever been shot at?
Oh, mate.
Yeah, good point. Like- well, what a waste of a superpower.
Are you talking? You talking about this week or what?
What a waste.
And not on a game.
Okay.
You're right.
Let's move on.
The bloke who's still breastfed's gone for the ability to not get shot.
Don't get on that crap.
What about you, X?
I'd love to be invisible.
Oh, yeah.
Perv.
Yeah, you're such
pervert.
A perv.
You're a pervert.
Well. Anyway, a couple of kids, three kids over in Bolivia have come up with this genius idea about potentially contracting a superpower. Mm-hmm. Now, they're a big fan of the Marvel Spider-Man comics.
Right.
Big, big fan. Now, whilst they were out collecting wood, their mother was off doing all the wood cutting and that sort of stuff out in the bushes.
Well, the boys
These three young boys aged 8, 10 and 12, so right in the prime age, I'd imagine, of Superman fans. Mm. Wouldn't you think? That's probably game on.
Yeah.
Well, they thought that if they were bitten by a spider...
Oh, gosh.
Potentially, they would become Spider-Man. So what happened was the mum disappeared into the forest.
Yeah.
The boys found themselves a black widow spider.
Oh, good Lord.
Found themselves a black widow spider. Oh, quite venomous.
Yeah.
Quite venomous when it comes to being bitten by a spider. Yeah. Don't recommend it. But you got to risk it to get the biscuit, I say.
Jeez.
So they
just one spider?
Yeah, one spider, one big boy.
Right.
Anyway, so not usually, they don't usually go after humans unless threatened.
Yeah.
So the boys came up with a good idea. They'd poke it around with a stick.
Oh, good.
And then once
just get it excited.
Get it a bit razzed up. Then once the black widow spider was up ready to prowl.
Yeah.
And a bit frisky.
Yeah.
They decided they'd get bitten by it. All three of them. So all three of them sat there and got chewed up by this spider multiple times. So,
wow.
Yeah, so the black widow was having a good go. The three boys were saying, well, it didn't work first time, so let's just keep getting bitten.
Oh, no. I wonder who went first.
Oh, I want to laugh,
I'm just
Jesus.
Like, what'd you say, 12, 10, and 8?
Yeah, I'd send the 8-year-old
in. Yeah, I reckon the 8-year-old was a poor little fella.
You go first. No, you go first.
But
yeah.
When you do put it to a vote, probably you go, righto, the old boy's the bully.
Yeah.
The young one's a protector.
Yeah.
It's probably number two that's going to have to go in first, isn't
it?
When you, when you really think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the child.
The mum's come back and found the kids sitting on the woodpile. Suffering from severe symptoms from the bite, including muscle pain, stomach cramps, spasms, and an increased heart rate. They've rushed the kids to the local medical centre, of which wasn't good enough because of the amount of bites that the kids had received. Yet to turn into Spider-Man too, so very disappointing on that front.
Yeah.
They've then been transported into a Royal Children's Hospital sort of situation.
Yeah, well, things because you know those symptoms, like that's probably what they thought would have happened. Like that was them transforming.
Well,
into
that's what did happen, except that like you know that Spider-Man Peter Parker passed out overnight, and then the following day woke up as Spider-Man. So maybe they just didn't give it enough time.
So a few days
don't
in the Royal Children's.
Don't say that. There's kids out there.
Or the wrong spider, maybe.
Was the spider radioactive?
Not sure. No, they weren't sure of that. But I haven't seen Spider-Man, so I don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
But
okay.
I'm not sure it was radioactive.
I'm just going to do this. I'm going to put it out there. Please don't do this, kids.
Yeah, don't. Don't.
Well, if you don't want to be Spider-Man, don't. For the next few days, they were in the Royal Children's Bolivian Hospital, suffering from tremors, muscle pains, fever, sweating. They didn't almost die. They were under control, but the head doctor said, for children, everything is real. Film is real. Dreams could be real. So be careful what you think is real.
Yeah, definitely.
So there you go. The Black Widow spider and the dreams of becoming Spider-Man, no good.
Yep.
No, because that's not the way it happens.
27 minutes after
no,
seven.
No, that's not the way it happens, X. You put it out there.
No, that's no. She's right. It's not.
Stuff.
Like I said, the spider was radioactive and it was in a lab.
So
it wasn't in the forest.
Catch the spider first.
It was also not the right spider.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Yeah, these are those stories that I just come across. Put a smile on your face, kind of warm your heart. Now, this is a very heartwarming story this morning, right? Now, obviously, a lot of talent shows are coming back on our TVs. For us, it's The Voice over in America. It's America's Got talent.
Yeah.
Now, they're, you know, on these shows, they do like a bit of a backstory on some of the contestants, and you kind of know they're going to get through if they've gone
they
to that
the
amount
time
of time,
yeah.
you know, finding out.
What about when they do a backstory and then they don't get through? Well, what a change of direction. What a twist.
Absolutely. Now, there was a guy on America's Got Talent by the name of Archie Williams and has an incredible backstory. He was incarcerated for 37 years, wrongfully incarcerated for 37 years.
For murder, obviously.
Yeah, it was some pretty serious crimes, which he was not linked to the crimes at all by evidence. It was just purely the woman saying that was him.
Yeah, right.
And he was wrongly convicted. For 37 Poor years, fella. Got out.
I was going to say, where's the happy part?
early last 2019. So early last year, he got let out because there was a project called the Innocent Project. Right?
Yeah, I follow them.
Yep, they took that case in the early 90s, and it's only just and he only got out last year.
30 years down the track,
attempted murder, rape, and stabbing of a white woman.
Yes,
far out.
This was him on America's Got Talent.
Let's start with your name, please, sir.
My name is Archie Williams. I'm from Louisiana. I was just incarcerated for 37 years for somebody else's crime.
Oh, so sorry you had to go through what you went through, but thank God the right thing happened and you're out.
Thank you.
So what are you going to be doing today, Archie?
I'm going to sing. Don't let the sun go down on me. Although I search myself, it's always someone else I see. It's like the sun going down on me.
Oh, I love you, yes.
It's a definite, definite yes from me.
And you get your third yes from me.
Oh, I'm gonna work out. I'd say we got about 3,500 yeses here.
Getting through, beautiful, you know,
crazy.
That he did get through. Beautiful voice as well too, but obviously that was an Elton John hit, and Elton actually tweeted out and said that I was moved to tears when I heard Archie's story and saw him perform Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. The courage and forgiveness shown by him is truly inspiring. The same spirit that the world found so inspiring with Nelson Mandela. Lots of love, E.
So good.
How beautiful is that? I just for 37 years.
You'd be a bitter person.
I'd
be bitter and twisted.
He doesn't sound bitter though. That's the thing. Like he's like, I'm out. It happened. I'm going to get on with my life, and here we are. And yeah, it's extraordinary.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Do you have a double life?
No one's calling anyway, mate.
Well, let's find out if they exist.
Are people listening?
I don't know.
I tell you what, we've got a $50 Amazon voucher.
Oh, look at them come.
Do we still have that this morning?
Yeah, still got
we still got it. Okay. We'll toss that in there as well.
Throw it in.
Have you heard of LARPing?
Nah, never heard of it.
LARPing?
Now, considering my love of things like video games, pop culture, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, mate.
I didn't mean like that, but just when you mentioned gaming, because it just goes straight over my head. I'm like, of course this is a term from gaming.
It's not, though.
Oh, what is it?
LARPing.
LARPing.
L-A-R-P. I stumbled upon it yesterday. It came up in my Facebook as like suggested groups, like groups you should join.
LARPing.
And this one came up called Perth LARP. Perth L-A-R-P.
You like getting on these groups, don't you? Like you jumped on my plant group.
When's the last time you did anything in that plant group?
When was the last time you did?
Righto, girls and boys. I'm trying to work out what LARPing is.
What do you think it is?
Something to do with laughing and...
LARP.
And once again, 131060. Do you have a double life? I'll explain why in a moment.
Nah, I got no idea, man.
Live action role play.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Is it like a sex site?
No.
Like, you know, when they get dressed up in like ancient gear and something, they go and fight in the park?
Oh, what's that movie? Role Models.
Role Models?
Role Models, where they have to look after two kids and then they go doing that stuff in the park.
Man.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like,
live action role play.
I stumbled upon this group.
Yeah.
I was like,
did you sign in?
Oh my God, these are my people.
Oh, I knew it.
I would love to do this stuff. And in fact, they do it. They do it every year.
I can see you doing this stuff.
They do it every year.
I'm not even shocked that you're not the administrator for this group.
Well, it's funny you say that. No, I'm just kidding. in Armidale every year, and I host this particular event, and I've never known that the actual term of this is called LARPing.
Yeah.
But I host a thing called the Highland Festival every year in Armidale. And it's like all like Highland stuff, Scottish, like boulder throwing, weightlifting, right? But in a far corner, like they have a really huge pen set up with flagging around it and stuff. And they have all of these guys that dress up in medieval gear.
Yep.
And they just spend the day just knocking the crap out of each other. But it's gold how much they get into it. Anyway.
So they fake it though.
Yeah, it's fake. Like, it's not, they're
it's
actually
like
stabbing
ancient
each other.
WWE, right? It's like that.
That is spot on. It's ancient WWE.
But they get right into it. I have actually watched, I find, as much as I'm not into it, I find it very interesting to watch.
Do you?
Because they get fully dressed up in all their gear. And just for a moment in time, you just sit there and you're back.
Oh,
in that
so
moment.
Good.
You're just
so
like,
cool.
This is what it would be like. Except there's no blood and guts, of course.
And I think it's and correct me if I'm wrong, if you're listening to this and you do, there's a
Are there any LARPers
festival
out there?
Yeah, if you're a LARPer, call. But there's a festival that happens down south as well.
What's it called? Because so that's where I've seen the fighting.
Is
I've
it
been
Boyin'
twice.
Up?
Yeah,
is
Boyin'
it
Up.
Is it Boyin' Up? I'm not sure if it's, but anyway, right?
It is.
The point is, I dived into this group. I got accepted. Great. Clearly looked the part. And I posted and I said, hey, I've never heard
You've
of LARPing
posted.
Until now. Looks awesome. Want to know more. Thanks for letting me join the group. Looking forward to seeing what comes of it, right? Anyway, a few people comment. Welcome. You know, great
hey, people
you
in the
here.
Group.
Like 1,600 thereabouts, something like that. Good numbers.
Can I just say that I did go to the Boyin' Up, like the medieval festival it is.
That's
right?
it, yeah.
And so the first time I had ever gone, I just thought, you know, medieval festival, everyone dresses up, which I did, but I got a medieval costume from eBay. Which was just like this real, like, you know, it was quite revealing.
Okay.
It was like one of those, you know, just a basic medieval costume.
Yeah.
But when you go there, people are wearing like real horns and like real, like
full setups.
Yeah.
Like full setups, like the full chain mail, full suits of armor, like all that
like
sort of
everything.
Stuff.
And here I rocked up in this little costume, revealing everything with a plastic sword.
You're a hello, fair maiden.
And thigh-high boots.
There you go. Medieval times, there was an industry for people like you dressed like that.
So I've posted.
Thriving.
Thread of comments.
Yeah.
One of the comments is from a bloke, and he goes, hi, Pete, will be fun to get you dressed up and hitting things. Little smiley face emoji.
Ooh.
And I saw the name, and I thought, I know that name. And then clicked on the name and went to the profile. It's my GP.
Stop it.
Yeah.
He's a LARPer.
The doctor that I go and see... Like, straight as an arrow, is a LARPer. Gets around in this, like, he had a look around at the photos and stuff, did a bit of stalking.
Yeah.
Mate, he full-on gets into it. The full regalia, full kit. He's been doing it for years. I was talking
When's
to him about it.
When's the next competition?
I don't know when the next competition. Like,
well,
COVID's knocked everything around.
Will you
so.
Do
it's,
it?
It's bailing up, by the way.
Bailing
up.
There you go, not
boying
up.
Bailing up medieval festival.
Will you do it,
or
Pep?
Carnival.
I would love to.
Fight or
I would.
Wrestle,
I'd love to. I'd love to fight. I'd love to get dressed up. I'd like to do the whole kit and caboodle, right? When we can actually get around it. But anyway, 13, 10, 60. I want to know: do you live a double life? So I would not expect my GP
to be a LARPer.
You think a doctor, straight as an arrow, your typical doctor, like suit tie, goes to work, sick people all day, comes home, kisses the wife, like all that sort of stuff, right? Mm. I would not have expected him. To be
you wouldn't have.
In amongst all of this stuff. And yet, like, not even that. Like, admin of the group. Like, leading people in
what
this
What were the
group.
Other comments you got? Was it joy that you'd rolled into the group?
Yeah.
What do they call him?
Jay said, it's a great hobby and full of nice people too. Lisa, this is a great story from Lisa. This was me 2 years ago. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. Had never even played role-playing games. What I found was a beautiful community who's accepting and friendly.
Oh,
I love it.
Nice. Lisa's,
I love
Lisa's
it.
Well,
you'll be Lisa in 2 years, Pete.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I want to be Lisa now.
I really want to know how you go.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Do you live a double life? There are people out there that live a double life. I'm going to be a LARPer off the back of
Explain
yesterday.
Explain what LARPer is.
Live action role playing. And then when I dived into the group, because it was one of the suggested things on Facebook and said hello to everybody, little person popped up, said, Pete, great to see you in here. Turns out it was my GP.
Oh, I love that you would get into that sort of stuff. For me, I couldn't do it, but I really want to hear how it developed. I want to blow by blow as it progresses.
Mate, I think you'd be a great...
I couldn't think anything worse.
No, I think you would be fantastic. You could be the town crier. You could be the court jester.
There is no way you would get Zave into any
I reckon we could.
Appearance fee.
No. I'd like to see you do it, Pete. I'm surprised it wasn't you already.
Everybody's got a fee. Hey, Kat.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but good morning, Kat. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you guys?
Sorry, I just thought I'd greet you a bit better. Hey, Kat.
Hey, babe, what do you do for a job?
I'm a primary school teacher.
Right.
What's your double life?
I play ice hockey as well. So
nice.
Kind of teach kids not to be violent and then am a bit violent myself.
Does it hit the ice?
Have you ever taken the gloves off?
Game though.
What was that, Kat?
Oh, I just said it's just because it's part of the game sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Kat, do you like the Mighty Ducks?
Oh, because I miss watching Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah, that's what inspired me to play.
Where's Banks?
Yeah, really?
Was it Banks? Banksy's gun.
Yeah, Banksy. Yeah, number 99.
Where's the ice hockey rink?
Quack.
I can't take the number. Number 28.
Is it still in Coburn?
Yes, that's right.
Nice. Yeah,
you said the other day, I don't know how we were talking about ice hockey the other day, Pete. I've got no idea how we got onto it. But you said you played?
I played for a bit, yeah.
Ice hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it was good fun.
Yeah, it would be.
Did you ever get in a biff?
No.
I don't know about hitting the puck, though.
Jeez, I was an enforcer.
Be flat out just trying to keep upright on the skate.
People didn't want to take me on, mate. Too big.
You were Goldberg.
Yeah. Goldberg! Hey, Meng.
Yes.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Good. Tell us about your double life, your job, and then what exists on the other side of it.
So I do FIFO. I work up at one of the mine companies in WA.
Yep, yeah. Beautiful.
And I do cosplay and Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh, do you?
What's cosplay?
So it's like LARP, but we dress up in different characters.
Like more gaming characters and things that.
No, gaming movie characters, anime, cartoons.
Yeah, anime.
And do you fight? Is it you fight or no?
No, you just dress up.
Really. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Meng, do you go to those cosplay conventions that they have?
Yes, I do. Okay. I do every single one of them.
Yeah, hey, Meng, so I'm on, we found your Instagram, the_gentle_punisher. On Instagram. Mate, you do some good stuff. I'm looking at your Aquaman cosplay right now. That is amazing. Yeah. So do you design and put together those suit yourself?
The Aquaman, I actually bought that, but I had to do a lot of alterations because I got it from overseas and, the sizes are a little bit different. Thank God I've got a good seamstress who looks after me.
Yep.
But I do make some cosplay. I've got a Thor there that I made the armor and I make the Punisher.
Yep.
Plus a couple of other anime characters. I've made weapons and stuff like that. Still learning, just new to it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Years. And then you get back up to the mines for your swing. Beautiful.
Yep. I normally take holidays off work so I can go to these conventions. That's how addicted I am.
Good
man. Good on you, man. Thanks for your call, mate. We've got an anonymous call.
Oh, this is my sort of end of anonymous.
All right, you take it, mate. Anonymous.
Come up with a fake name, quick.
Good morning, Kaylee. How are you going?
Hi. So I'm in my last year of doing law at uni.
Yes.
Yep. And for the past probably 5 years, I was actually an exotic dancer.
Oh!
Funnily enough, we were talking about exotic dancers and stuff pre-show this morning.
Were we?
Yeah, well, you were off having a shower at the time.
All right.
Kaylee, you've been doing it for 5 years. Have you ever come across anyone that you
Mates
knew?
Of them,
or
yeah.
Are you open about it or no one knows?
No one knew for about 2 years. Yeah. And then I met my partner.
Yeah.
And I found out that one of his best friends used to be one of my regulars.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Regulars
How did
being...
your boyfriend take that?
He wasn't very happy, but now we're engaged.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
And you're still bumping and grinding at night?
No, I've just had a daughter.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you planning on going back?
Probably not.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's fine.
Is the money good?
The money?
Yeah.
Some days, yes.
Asking
Usually
for a friend.
Around summer.
Summer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Did you ever see Pete?
Wait, did you ever see Zave?
Yeah, I bet you saw Xavier. How many times? Actually, no. How many times a week did you see Xavier?
I always tipped well, Anonymous.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
First, let's chat about Amy Cooper. Now, when something pops up on social media that's not overly flattering for one person, You generally watch it spread like absolute wildfire, don't you? It just goes and goes.
Well, people share it.
And before you know it,
you've got all these different platforms as well too, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, it just goes and goes and goes. Well, Amy Cooper is a lady in the US of A, which is they're all a bit weird and wild over there. But have you ever been to Central Park? Have you ever been to New York?
No, I haven't been to
No, Central Park. So
it's not really somewhere that has actually interested me to travel
yeah,
to.
Yeah, okay. So smack bang in the middle, beautiful, massive park. Amy Cooper's walking through the park. And her dog is not on the lead. Now, the dog had to be on the lead as an African-American guy was bird watching. So watching the birds in the trees and all that sort of stuff. I thought that was just something my old man did. He used to go bird watching.
No, people actually do things like that.
Old man,
you know?
I thought it was a bit wacky. But bird watching. Anyway. Yeah.
Good morning to all the bird watchers out there this morning listening.
So they're watching birds. Anyway, this African-American guy asked kindly for Amy to put her dog back on the lead because the dog was going bananas. And then offered the dog a treat because I've just had a dog treat or something like that, you know, da-da-da.
Yeah.
Anyway, the lady, Amy Cooper, has gone absolutely off her rocker and called the police, 911. Now, here's the audio of the phone call. Now, there was the vision because the guy who asked for the dog to be put on the leash started videoing because he was like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not threatening anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm actually just a kind old man. And this is the audio of Amy Cooper.
Would you please stop? Sorry, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
I'm taking a picture and calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. I'm being threatened by a man in the Ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
Thank you.
So
she sounds
no way
hysterical.
And obviously we're only seeing what the video is showing as well too, like what he's recording. But he's not attacking her.
No, in any way
from what we can see.
Remaining all social distancing is happening. So even without the pandemic, he's nowhere near her. But as she's wrestling and trying to ring, she's strangling the dog as well. Like that's off-putting. No, nowhere near as off-putting.
She's dragging the dog, like getting closer to him. You can see the dog's front paws off the ground.
It squeals at one stage when it chokes the dog. But
yeah,
I mean, that's
really
the byproduct.
I don't understand why she just didn't put the dog back on the leash. Like while she was on the, while she was on the phone.
So of course, when the videos popped up within about an hour, we sort of saw it yesterday morning. Relatively early. By the end of the show, they found out where she worked.
Social media found out where she worked.
And then bombarded her investment company that she worked for. Mm-hmm. She's now been sacked from the investment company. The dog pound where she originally got the dog from has taken the dog back. So she's lost her job, lost her dog. And now is being forced to make an apology and looks like an absolute fool.
Has she apologized?
Yeah, she said she overreacted. I sincerely, humbly apologize to everyone, especially the man and his family.
That's the thing, though. Like, you know, I mean, is she really sorry? Or is she just sorry that she was filmed?
Sorry, she's caught.
You know, she lost the job.
Without a doubt.
What did she think was happening? Like, a mobile device is just there. Like, he's obviously filming and you shouldn't behave like that anymore.
If someone was attacking me like that, damn straight I'd put my phone out and start filming,
that's what I mean,
right?
Yeah.
That's the way you got evidence.
But also, where are we at a stage now where people just don't understand that there are cameras everywhere? Like, even this morning we were speaking about the bloke who got robbed, Julian Stewart, over in the East Coast.
And
the guys who brazenly did it, right? And he's in front of, like, you're at a bank. Like, there are cameras everywhere these days.
Don't do stupid things.
We don't understand. So obviously Australia is much different to America, where African Americans have been falsely accused of stuff and police have come and shot them. So by calling and saying an African American man is attacking me is very dangerous. Like the outcome of that,
definitely,
it can be so dangerous over in the States because we see it on the news all the time.
Yeah, I mean, especially lately as well, too.
Yeah, so there you go. Amy Cooper, you're a fool, you've lost your job, you lost your dog, and you've got what you deserve.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Hey, very good morning to you, Trevor. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Good, mate.
How excited are you and the team to have Cotton stay on?
Yeah, I did let out a big woohoo.
Yeah.
when we announced that. But, yeah, to have Bryce for the next 3 years and, you know, really coming into his peak of his career, you couldn't ask for anything more.
Mate, is he the best player you've coached in the NBL?
Well, I got to say Damo, don't I?
Oh, yeah, of course, our very own. I forgot about Damo.
Damo's listening, shaking his head.
Second best?
we'll put it aside to say he's the best import that, without a question. Just his ability, you know, there's so much attention. He's the number one guy the opposition tries to stop every single game.
Mm.
And he proves that week in, week out, and makes his teammates better.
Hey, Trevor, did you say anything about his hair when he got back? Because it's looking big. It's looking buffy. I'm loving it, personally. I like the new look.
He goes through a couple of different looks. He'll go, he'll get the clippers out and bring it back almost bald. Then he'll grow the afro out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So he did cop a little bit of stick about that yesterday.
Trevor, at the end of the season last year, did you think that this was going to be an option for Bryce to leave?
Yeah, look, so much has happened since then. It was crazy, you know, everything with the corona and how the season finished, and then the players had to take a 50% pay cut. And, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on in mm-hmm. that first 2 or 3 weeks. So I was hoping that the players would have a little bit more time to decide what they wanted to do, mm-hmm. and they were really forced into making a quick decision by the end of April. So this last month has really gave us a little bit of time to get our ducks in a row and really offer Bryce a long-term contract. And, yeah, it's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Trev, do you feel as though, I know hindsight's a wonderful thing, do you feel as though the NBL, obviously this season starts much later than the NRL and the AFL, do you feel as though they, because the AFL and the NRL jumped when the pandemic hit, the NBL may have jumped a bit too quickly and, as you said, sort of forced people's hands too quickly?
Yeah, it was straight after our season. So this is our down period right now. And I know ticket sales and sponsorship start to beat up for next year. But I thought that was probably a little bit premature of what's going on, because this thing changes weekly, if not daily. So there was a lot of decisions made early and looking out that the conditions could be the same in 8 months' time and things change. So. Mm. Yeah, I would have liked to see him push back to July, August before a decision made like that.
So Cotton's back. Another 27-year-old at the club who opted out alongside Cotton at the time was Nick Kay. Any opportunity he's good. Is there any chance that he might be lured back now knowing that Cotton's come back to the club?
Yeah, I did mention that to him. I said it'd be good to go around and try and get number third championship in a row. But Bryce and Nick are probably a little bit different. Bryce has got a young family and really get that stability for the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Nick has a goal of playing in Europe. That's something mm-hmm. that he wants to do. We're saying that's great. How about do it next year, not this season? So, look, we've left the decision up to him and we'll support him whatever way he wants to do.
Is there a deadline on that? Do you give him a deadline?
Yeah, for me it was yesterday.
Yeah, but okay.
It's just hard to recruit. So, look, we'll give him the time that he needs to make that decision. Obviously, Nick is a key part and a great player. And, you know, he's got the Olympics coming up next year, hopefully. And there's some stuff that he has to get ready for that goal. And we'll support him either way.
So, off deadline was yesterday, Trev, our very own and favourite player in here, Damian Martin. Are we going to have a decision from Marto anytime soon?
Yeah, well, that's always been Damo's call. It's just he's out of the boot now, and just to see how his surgery goes with his Achilles. And, you know, so that's always been Damo's call to see how his body is and how he's feeling, and might see how much real estate he's been selling.
Mate, it's all over his socials. He must be the richest bloke in Perth at the moment. But you'd love to see him back, mate. There's a spot there for him if he's fit and able.
Oh, mate, without a question. Yep. He's just inspirational what he does on the court. It just, you know, that's why he's loved by the Red Army and all across Australia. He just plays the right way as a quality person, and you love to have those guys on your team forever.
I'm saying three-peat there, The Last Dance.
Oh,
Damian Marto. There we go. What do you reckon, Trev?
Well, as long as he doesn't come with pink hair like the worm, it'd be all right. Dennis Rodman, he'd be okay. Or jump off to Vegas for a weekend and party.
Yeah.
What's our equivalent to Vegas? You let him down to Bunbury for a weekend or something?
Yeah.
Down to Rocco or something, play his team off and come back. But, look, it'd be great to get as much as the team we can next year and give this thing a real crack.
Good on you, Trev, and good luck. We will certainly be watching and closely following. We appreciate your time this morning. Great news about Bryce Cotton, and good to talk to you as well.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
See you, mate. Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.